calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Oh, yes. I was needing to file my claim.
Okay. Could I get your social security number?
328-78-585.
I'm sorry, say that for me one more time.
328-78-5856.
And can I get your name?
Philip Weiss, Weiss.
Okay. And could I get your date of birth?
June 14th, 1987.
That's good. And could I get your mother's maiden name?
You say my mother's maiden name?
Yes, sir.
Deborah Ann Hudson?
I'm sorry. What you say her last name was?
Edson, can I ask what, I didn't have anything to say that type of information was required. I didn't have any, I didn't hear on the recording or the paper I had that type of information is required.
I just had to verify the person before I started filing the claim.
Okay.
And does she have the same last name as you, or was it something different? I had to type it in.
Hey, well, you asked for her maiden name, so no, it's Edson, E-D-S-O-N.
You said Edson?
Yeah.
E-D-E-D-I-S-O-N?
E-D-S-O-N.
E-D-S-O-N, okay. And could I get your driver's license number, sir?
7340710.
And one more time. Our audio kind of going in and out.
7340710.
So 7347410.
7340710.
0710. Okay. So I'm gonna read it back one more time. 0340.
Right.
7340710.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, and now I'm gonna read you these five acknowledgement statements. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits? Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you own the file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
What was
Okay. So that first quote, it said, did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification? And this only applies if you are laid off as a result of competition from imports or the company you're working for moved overseas.
No.
And Philip is spelled PHILLIP, is that right? And Wes is spelled WEISS. Has your name changed since you last filed? Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
All right. Could I have your phone number?
334-355-3293.
Could you say, what you said after 355, sir? I'm sorry, it kind of cut out. Okay, you said 334-355. Okay, just 3283. Okay. You said your date of birth is June 14, 1987.
Well, I apologize. My phone was popping the Bluetooth. Will you repeat my phone number? Reset it back.
No, you're okay.
Ma'am?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Could you repeat the phone number so I know that this guy's not correct?
Let me make sure. You said 334-355-3283.
3293.
3293. Okay. And you said your date of birth was 6/14/1987. All right. What state was your driver's license issued in? All right. And now I'm going to ask you some demographic questions. What is your race?
White.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay, you said some college. How many years was that, sir?
2 semesters.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. Could I have your current address?
355 South Eufaula Avenue. Eufaula, Alabama.
You follow Alabama, okay. Okay, you said 3554 South. What was the rest?
Eufaula Avenue. L A.
You said South Eufaula Avenue.
South Eufaula, E U F.
Okay.
A U L A.
And you said Eufaula, Alabama. And what was your zip code, sir?
36026.
All right. Is your mailing address the same as your house address? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? I probably had to call back because I don't
Hello? Think... Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I thought our call had cut out for a second. And I'm just going to repeat it back to you. You said 3554 South Eufaula Avenue, Eufaula, Alabama, 36027.
That is correct.
Okay. And what was your last occupation?
The fabricator.
Fabricator?
Yeah.
So was that like a steel fabricator or a sheet metal fabricator?
Polyester.
You said polyester?
Yep.
Okay. Are you seeking work or your usual occupation?
Say again.
Are you seeking work or your usual occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
Did you say am I seeking work in my usual occupation?
Yes, sir. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I'm looking for a job, I guess. I guess you would say yes to that.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Since the most recent...
Now, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Mm.
How many No.
Yeah.
Okay, it says, please choose the reason you are unable to work. Or do you have any work restrictions or limitations?
Not currently.
Any injury or accident?
No.
Okay. Any physical or mental illness, disease, or surgery? Anything like that?
No.
Okay. Just haven't been able to work?
Yeah.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
It depends on pay, I guess.
Okay. Just any specific number? 10 miles, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
20.
50? Okay.
20.
Oh, $20 per hour. Yeah. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Am I what?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in time between October 1st, 2022 and September 30th, 2023?
Did I work somewhere other than Alabama in those time frames?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
You said no?
I guess.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments through direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that will be charged for certain activities. If you have checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I guess direct deposit would be best.
Okay. And I just want to make sure. So you don't want to do the 10%? It's just a yes or no question.
No, yes, for the tax.
Okay. And do you want checking or savings?
I would like, are you asking if I want to deposit in my checking or savings?
Yes, sir. Do you want to use your checking or savings account for direct deposit?
Checking.
Okay. And could I have your routing number?
Okay. 1 second.
All right. After 183, you said 761.
Two six two, 183-749.
749, okay. Okay, could I get your account number?
304
262-596.
596. All right. Okay, sir. And what was the business name for your last job?
Poly Fabricators Incorporated.
Do you know if they go under a different name?
I don't believe so.
Let me see. Poly Fabricators Incorporated. Fabricators Incorporated. Does it go under anything? Have you ever heard it being called Southern Plastics Co. Incorporated?
No. I mean, you follow. But no, Poly hyphen Fabricators is the.
Let me check something. Poly Fabricators, Eufaula, Alabama. Okay, can I get your start and end date for that job, sir?
Okay, so it would have been 2/28/229. I believe it's 2/29/24.
Okay, and what was your last day?
3/27/24.
All right.
Or 26.
Okay, 326.
Oh, I think I told you the right numbers. Yeah, I think I said that. Let me open the computer just to be sure. No. Let me see. Yep, the 21st to the 26th.
You said 26?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's actually, did it say this one? The 19th through the 26th. Jeez. I apologize about that.
No, you're okay. So, Poly Fabrics is in Eufaula, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. You could have had the phone number for that job.
Let's see here. Let me pull up. I had one of the supervisor's number, but I'm going to pull up the actual business number for you.
Okay, a supervisor number is fine.
Okay. Let's see. Let me pull that up. Okay. 334-669-5178. Okay,
you said 334-269-1788. Is that right?
Here, put this other number just in case. I apologize. It's going to be 334-687-7055.
Okay. And say it for me one more time. I got a page kind of refreshed. Hello, can you still hear me?
Say again.
I said, could you repeat that second number one more time?
687-7055.
7055, okay. Is the area code 205?
Say again?
I said, is the area code 334 or 205?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, my goodness.